Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. We are less than 3 weeks away from the 2022 midterm election and the absolute alarming dysfunction of the urban areas run by the Democrats, contributing to the public unease as is expressed in countless right track, wrong track surveys. You know, there's nothing about any of this that's going on right now that is accidental. You can call this weaponized governmental failure. It's the single most explicative factor in the breakdown of American political consensus in the 21st century, even though it's been around since the latter part of the 20th century. And the simple definition of weaponized governmental failure is this. It's the deliberate refusal to perform the basic tasks, of urban governance for a specific political purpose, which, if they're taking tax money away from you, right, if they're taxing you to exist in a certain place, their job is to take care of things in this place. That's the purpose of government. If government isn't doing it, well, what's the point of government? The crime and the graft and the potholes and the bad drainage, not to mention the spotty trash collection or non-existent snow shoveling, that isn't incompetence. In fact, none of what you see in the American public sector is incompetence. The people responsible for it are quite highly educated and well-trained in their craft. You just need to understand what their craft is. It's a choice to do a poor job with the more mundane tasks of running a city, and an educated and purposeful choice at that. And if you do these things effectively, after all, what you will get is middle-class voters moving in. Middle-class voters tend to choose to live in places where they can expect to get good actual value out of their tax dollars, which is good roads, safe streets, functional drainage, decent schools, a friendly business climate, and a growing economy, among other things. And these things are hard to produce when you govern the way the left does. But a different way, middle-class voters are a pain in the fourth point of contact. They want lots of things that make for an unrewarding grunt work for a mayor. And a Democrat blowhard like Mitch Landrieu or Ted Wheeler of Portland would rather spend his time on vacuous cultural aggressions like social change and offering wealth redistribution and excuses for the bad personal habits they cause so many people to be poor. Not to mention tilting at bronze statues of better men long dead and nearly forgotten as a means of making a difference. For a Landrieu, or a Kwame Kilpatrick, or a Marion Barry, Bill de Blasio, or Lori Lightfoot, it is no great loss if those middle-class voters declare themselves fed up and decamp to the suburbs. Their exodus simply makes for an electorate that is a lot less demanding and easier to control. So, that white flight is a feature. It's not a bug, and it isn't all that white either. Those suburbs folks are leaving for, their minority population share usually increases as their population does. Why do you think that is? Well, it's simple. The black middle class has no more use for these woke urban Democrats than the white middle class does. And it is very much a mutual sentiment. The urban socialist left wants a manageably small core of rich residents and a teeming mass of poor ones and nothing in between. This is what weaponized governmental failure produces, and it's a wide-scale success. New Orleans votes 90% Democrat. Philadelphia is 80% Democrat. Chicago is 85%. Los Angeles, 71%. None of those cities will have a Republican mayor or city or council again, or at least not in the foreseeable future. And that's because there's so few middle-class voters left in the cities. Rich voters don't really ask for anything because they can generally pay for whatever they need out of pocket. As an example, their kids go to private schools and they've got private security in their neighborhoods. All they require is that the WGF politicians give them access and the occasional favor, and they'll not only vote for them, but they'll write campaign checks. Poor voters, uneducated voters, well, they're generally unsophisticated and susceptible to government dependency, and thus manipulating them is not that big of a deal. Give them the occasional crumbs from the table. Keep them busy with stupidities like, vandalizing old monuments or midnight basketball or Black Lives Matter, defund the police pandering, and you can get them to vote however you want without ever lifting a finger to provide real opportunity for social and economic advancement. Or even by vigorously promoting policies and outcomes that hold the black social mobility of the urban poor. Hold it back. You don't really think the public schools in those cities spend $15,000 or $20,000 per student per year to turn out functional illiterates because people involved in making all that money disappear are all idiots, do you? Louis Mirani was the last Republican mayor of Detroit. He left office on January 2, 1962. When he gave up the mayor's gavel to Jerome Kavanaugh following a major upset in the 1961 elections, Detroit was the richest, most productive city in the world with a population of nearly 2 million. It had the richest black community in the world and an industrial output that dwarfed the vast majority of nations on earth. By 1967, Detroit was in flames thanks to the 12th Street riots. Coleman Young, elected as the city's first black mayor in 1973 and the third in a string of Democrat mayors, was, this particular moment, it appears impossible to break would oversee such an economic rout that a peculiar tradition called Devil's Night was born. Arsonists would descend upon the city and burn large swaths of its dead industrial base the night before Halloween, with little response from the fire department. That went on for years. Today, Detroit's population stands at 639,000, less than a third of what it was when Mirani said his farewell. It's one of the poorest cities in America. The poverty rate in Detroit in 2019 was 31%, compared to 13% in Michigan as a whole and 10.5% nationally. Their public schools spend right at $15,000 per year per student, ranking among the top 10 most expensive in America, and yet in 2018, just 5% of fourth graders were proficient in reading, 4% were proficient in math. That is worst in the nation. The more middle-class voters you drive out of the city and the fewer middle-class voters your public school system creates, the more pliable the electorate becomes. And a pliable electorate is one you can rule forever without successfully governing. They rule over a ruin, but they rule. And the Democratic Party barely exists outside of the ruins these urban machines produce. Check any county by the country or congressional district by congressional district electoral map from the 2016 to 2020 presidential elections, and what you'll see is a few islands of blue in a sea of red. Even in blue states like Washington, Oregon, Illinois, and Minnesota, most of the territory is solidly Republican. But it's the dense population of Seattle, Portland, L.A., Philadelphia, Chicago, Minneapolis, and the other big cities that always, or at least often, overwhelms the Republican voters in the suburbs, the exurbs, and the small towns. If government doesn't pave the way, what's the point of government? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Officer.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-Made Products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-Made Products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, Justin Trudeau strikes again. This is nothing new. But this past Friday, October 21st, the feeble Canadian Prime Minister announced that the handgun ownership has been frozen. No further purchases, transfers, or imports of handguns are allowed. If you're law-abiding. If you pay attention to the law, none of this nonsense gets to happen anymore. At least under officially recognized government databases. On Twitter, update, people can no longer buy, sell, or transfer handguns within Canada. They cannot bring newly acquired handguns into the country. That'll show them. And, of course, they have other plans as well. They got plans to crack down on civilian firearm ownership. And we get this. The Canadian government said it's seen a drastic rise in the number of guns in the country over the last decade, with 70% more handguns in Canada than there were in 2010. The gun freeze was implemented as another gun control bill was working its way through the Canadian Parliament, what the government says will be the strongest gun control measure in more than 40 years. 'Tis only one problem here in Zoolander's land of make-believe, and it's not legally armed Canadians. It's the fact that people can and do 3D print their own handgun or purchase them on the so-called black market, and they're not going to be consulting with the Canadian government whether this is okay or not. The dim bulb culturally misappropriating, you know, they say this about him because he made himself up in blackface one time. He wrote this on his website. Fewer guns mean safer communities. That's why the government of Canada is implementing some of the strongest gun control measures in a generation. Handguns are the weapon of choice in most firearm-related crimes, which is why limiting the number of handguns is a critical part of our plan to protect Canadians from gun violence. The Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, today announced the national freeze on the sale, purchase, and transfer of handguns, and it comes into effect. So from now on, people cannot buy, sell, or transfer handguns within Canada, and they can't bring any newly acquired handguns into the country. A national handgun freeze was first announced alongside Bill C-21, the strongest gun control measures in over 40 years, in May 2022. And while the bill continues to be debated in Parliament, we're taking immediate action through regulations to keep Canadians safe. The national handgun freeze is part of the government's comprehensive plan to tackle gun violence. We've already banned over 1,500 types of assault-style weapons and have strengthened our gun control laws to expand background checks. Bill C-21 proposes further measures to keep guns out of the hands of wrong hands, like revoking the firearm licenses of those involved in acts of domestic violence or criminal harassment, continuing to fight gun smuggling and trafficking, and providing law enforcement more tools to investigate firearms crimes. One life taken by gun violence is one too many. We will continue to work with provinces, territories, indigenous communities, and municipalities to keep Canadians safe. We will continue to do whatever it takes to keep guns out of our communities and build a safer country for everyone. Really? Because there's going to be a lot of... Okay. In Paris, France, or in France, period, I think. I'm not sure. But in France in 2015, when they were attacked, they you know, that night, that bad night in 2015 when, 315 people killed in a terrorist attack? I think that's the number. I'm not. All of the guns that the terrorists obtained, and they tamed fully automatic AK-47s. I'm not talking about a bunch of Jennings and 25 semi-automatic pistols, 25 caliber semi. They got full-on battle rifles on the French black market. Apparently, the French black market is well-stocked. So... And then we had a bunch of people getting shot for. I mean, I saw a video of some people at a bistro, and dude just walked into him and he was firing, got right up on some female. She was bent over on the floor, cowering, And he put the barrel to her back, and his weapon malfunctioned. And he tried to clear it, and he just walked away. Lady was one of the lucky ones. She was one of the lucky ones that survived that. But the black market is, this will be the only place people are going to be able to go. Then there's the other part of just being able to build your own gun. They can say it's illegal all they want. But I mean, it's you know. And one of the things that we're hearing is, you know, you can't stop the signal. Well, that's, yeah. You cannot stop the signal. So here we have government-mandated bans on people legitimately owning a handgun for self-defense. So while he's out there banning all manner of guns and hitting everybody there that lives there, every law-abiding Canadian that lives there is getting hit with this. He's smothering self-defense. And unfortunately, for a lot of us, as we age and everything else, we can't do Krav Maga. We can't do MMA. We're going to have to default to a weapon, or we're going to die at the hands of a guy that just wants our wallet. And he's not going to be able, that guy's not going to be able to control what he's doing. He's going to hit me. I'm going to fall and crack my noggin, and I'm going to be dead if I'm Canadian. There will be a lot of Canadians that get out there that are going to just, you know, make their own. They're just going to make their own. I mean, before there were permits, I carried a gun. And I'm not ashamed to admit it because it was just so expensive to carry a gun here that I was not, I couldn't afford to do it. Just couldn't afford to do it. And this is by him decreeing. What he's done is he's basically, he's declared open season on the law abiding of Canada. And we'll see how far this goes. We'll see how long this lasts. They've already backtracked once before. We'll see what happens. But, you know, Zoolander, he definitely wrong with this one. This is just so far off the wrong path. This does nothing, and it only hurts regular people. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is up slightly this month. The University of Michigan's final reading for October edged up by just over 1 point from last month. The survey noted a 23% jump in buying conditions for durable goods due to easing prices and fewer supply problems. However, uncertainty over inflation is fueling consumer concerns about the economy and the possibility of a recession. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband is recovering after he was assaulted.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was violently attacked when an intruder broke into the couple's San Francisco, California home Friday morning. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi was taken to the hospital after being beaten pretty bad. Nancy Pelosi was not at home at the time of the attack. The intruder is in custody, and the motive for the attack is under investigation.
Lance Pry reporting, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. There's been very little polling in the New Mexico governor's race, but incumbent Democrat Michelle Lujan Grisham and her anti-gun allies at Moms Demand Action are certainly acting like Republican challenger Mark Ronchetti has a real chance at victory. At a news conference hosted by the state Democratic Party, activists from Moms Demand Action trying to deflect attention away from a scandal surrounding the release of a man from prison just 4 days before he shot and killed his ex-girlfriend, instead bizarrely claiming that the real scandal is that Ronchetti doesn't support a ban on so-called assault weapons, and praising Grisham for signing several gun control bills into law. Restrictions that have done nothing to reduce the state's violent crime rate, which has been trending in the wrong direction for the past several years. Since 1992, New Mexico's violent crime rate has remained at least 19% above the national average, and for the past 3 years has been more than twice the national rate. The primary driver of New Mexico's violent crime rate is Albuquerque, which saw a record number of homicides last year at 117, and a 167% rise between 2014 and 2020. But from 2016 to 2020, Albuquerque joined at least 19 small to medium-sized towns and cities and seeing an increase in the rate of violent crime. In many of those communities, violent crime rates exceeded the national average. Several of the communities from the highest spikes included Gallup, Farmington, Española, and the Southwest, Roswell, Clovis, and Portales. Every time Grisham signs a gun control bill into law, she's declared it will make the state a safer place, as they all do. They always say that. A blatant lie that's readily apparent just by looking at the state's crime statistics over the past few years. In the interim, There's plenty of evidence that violent criminals are getting softer sentences than they should be, which you'd think would be a concern of gun control activists like the red-shirted mobs who showed up at the Democrats' press conference on Thursday. Instead, they seem completely uninterested in discussing the case of Christopher Beltran and why he is released from prison after serving just a fraction of his sentence on gun charges. During the Democrat event, former prosecutor tried to pin the blame on the DA for not charging Beltran with more serious offenses to begin with, but never really offered an explanation why Beltran was released early on at least one and possibly two separate occasions. Beltran got out of prison 12 days early in September 2020. Under an executive order the governor issued in April of that year as officials tried to stop or slow the spread of COVID-19. Beltran was arrested the following month for violating conditions of his parole, and sent back to prison for a 2.5-year sentence. He served about 9 months of that stint. 4 days after his release in June 2021, he shot and killed his ex-girlfriend in Roswell. He has since pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and faces up to 12 years in prison. Questions remain about why Beltran was released early the second time. Lucy said the governor's administration miscalculated when it came to awarding Beltran good time for his sentence. The Department of Corrections contends that he was released after completing the entirety of his sentence, which included a reduction of nearly 5 months for good time. Some members of a New Mexico branch of Moms Demand Action, a grassroots organization formed to address gun violence, also spoke at the event in support of Lujan Grisham, saying the governor signed several bills into law to reduce gun violence. New Mexico Moms Demand Action spokeswoman Arielle Giddens said Ron Shetty was soft on crime because, among other reasons, he's not called for a ban on the sale of automatic weapons, which he doesn't have to because they've been banned. I would assume that the local reporter covering the press conference had no idea the difference between automatic weapons and assault weapons, but I suppose it's also possible that the Moms Demand Action activist doesn't know the difference either and use that specific phrase. Because it's not about facts. And when you get out there and you're talking about policy and rights, you got to be talking about facts. Anyway, the bigger problem for Moms Demand Action is that their position is utterly incomprehensible. Even for gun control supporters, what's the point of creating new crimes out of the right to keep and bear arms if the justice system is treating illegal gun possession by those convicted of a crime a minor offense? And what do you think that the average voter who's concerned about crime believes is a softer position? Objecting to creating a new criminal offense by making it illegal to sell the most commonly sold rifle in the country, or the fact that as crime is increasing, criminals are catching an awful lot of lucky breaks from the Democrats and complete control of state government? This ham-handed appearance by Moms Demand Actions did little to nothing to shore up Grisham's campaign, but it did provide us with yet another reminder that these activists aren't really trying to reduce crime, but to curtail and criminalize your right to protect yourself instead. Now, getting back to drugs, the reason gun owners are so law-abiding is that we don't do drugs. We don't have a need to go get more drugs. In places, in these cities where they have, first of all, everybody that's homeless in the cities, 90% of them are actually, drug addicts. So the problem is not that they can't find a home to go to. Most of these cities are spending so much money on, San Francisco, L.A., all these other places, they're renting hotels and all this other stuff. When you take a drug addict and you put him in a room walled up in four walls to where he doesn't have to be around other people, he's now in a very lethal position for himself. But as he heads that way, what's going to happen is that he's also going to take a few of us with him. because his next fix is more important than anything else. So the housing that they are gifted at, you know, that you're paying for, also renders them a place where they're basically hidden from view. I don't know what the provisions are or the requirements are to get this housing that they can go to, but putting them in there means that they're going to end up dying there on it with some sort of an OD or some sort of health-related issue as these drugs kill them slowly, really weaken their system. And at the same time, they're going to, it's not going to be good. And it's never going to be good. And as long as this is the policy of these blue cities, these blue states, these blue counties, these blue enclaves, as long as you have this one form of government, this one party ruling, this is what you're going to have. Because somehow or other, I don't know how they're going to exist. Because sooner or later, it's like Margaret Thatcher always said, you always run out of other people's money to spend. And, you know, no middle class in place, not actually being effective. They, you know, crime is rampant. Police are quitting. You got DAs that are decriminalizing crime. All of these things, all of these moving parts that occur in all of these blue cities, all contribute to one thing, and that is simple misery. Simple misery. Right now, you know, I wonder about all these people that are being pushed into the subway, because so many of these buildings in downtown New York aren't occupied. Everybody's working from home. Everybody's working from home.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now from Canada, we go to the beautiful climes of California. Straight in, you know, if you're looking at it like it's Google Maps, we're going to be up high, and we're going to roll in, and we're going to take a look in Santa Clara at the civil trial of County Sheriff Laurie Smith, accused of corruption and misconduct in her department's handling of concealed carry applications. And it's wrapping up another week of testimony, and the star witness over the past couple of weeks has been the sheriff's boyfriend, Gary Bechtel, a wealthy San Franciscan who was part of his family's engineering construction empire for decades. He's one of the lucky few to receive a concealed carry permit in Santa Clara County, and as he testified, coincidentally, so were a number of his family members. Now, see, central issue in this trial is whether the good sheriff, whether she provided concealed carry weapon permits in exchange for donations or other favors. And under questioning from San Francisco Assistant District Attorney Gabriel Markoff, Bechtel said he provided $750,000 to the sheriff's advisory board and arranged construction crews to make improvements to the sheriff's department shooting range. Bechtel said that he applied for a CCW because I've had threats against me throughout my career at Bechtel Group from disgruntled employees, as well as groups like the SLA, the Symbionese Liberation Army. And he added he's had a gun shoved in his face in Wyoming, been punched a few times on projects, and got run off the road by an upset craftsman. Said someone threatened him with a pistol in Charlotte, North Carolina during his NASCAR days. He testified that he doesn't feel the need to carry a pistol often and that he does so two or four times a year. Bechtel said that he and his son and two other relatives acquired concealed carry permits that were signed by Sheriff Smith. Now, let's ask a couple of questions here. Should Gary Bechtel be able to carry a firearm in self-defense? You betcha. Absolutely. It is his right to do so. Problem is that other witnesses have testified that they too had a good cause or justifiable need to carry a concealed firearm, but Smith's office never even bothered to respond to their applications. Other witnesses have also admitted on the stand that they never did declare their supposed need for a carry license, but were approved anyway. Chris Malachowski, founder of Chipmaker NVIDIA, testified Monday that when he filled out an application in 2014, he left blank the good cause section articulating his need for a permit, which at the time was required by the county and was an essential field to use to evaluate who received a license. Malachowski, who was a strong Smith supporter and donor, got a permit anyway. Meanwhile, two criminal defense attorneys with no real ties or known support of Smith, and who reported serious and violent threats made to their lives, testified about applying for gun permits in the past decade. They described getting the runaround from the agency, being sent a form response citing the excuse of a huge application backlog, or getting no response despite multiple attempts and a follow-up. And sometimes they experienced all three. One of those attorneys said she applied for the third time last year, only to be stonewalled again. And she added that the violent threat she faces from a former spouse continues today. And during that same period, Malachowski testified he never used his CCW permit and let it lapse because he didn't like the responsibility of it. Now, the picture the prosecutors are painting is clear. If you were beneficial to this sheriff's reelection campaign, or maybe just close to her personally, your odds of obtaining a carry permit were greatly improved. Meanwhile, average citizens who couldn't contribute thousands of dollars to the sheriff's reelection campaigns to provide other tangible benefits were left twisting in the wind, not even receiving the courtesy of an official denial in many cases. Now, the sheriff right now is facing a civil trial. Two of her top deputies have been criminally charged for their alleged role in the scandalous doings at the sheriff's office. And if Smith is convicted, she'll be forced to leave office a few weeks earlier than she was hoping. After the charges against her were announced, Smith declared that she would not be running for re-election this year, but being removed from office and retiring are two very different things. And a guilty verdict would send a good message to other law enforcement officers who will undoubtedly, you know, if they're given as much arbitrary authority as possible to deny permits by California lawmakers when they return to Sacramento for the 2023 legislative session. State's carry laws are going to get a rewrite in the wake of the Bruin decision that declared may issue regimes like California's are unconstitutional. And the language that we've already had a look at gives sheriffs a lot of arbitrary and capricious authority to determine if someone is in danger to themselves or others and should be denied a carry license. And it looks like the graft and corruption fueled by these may issue systems will soon be an inherent part of California's soon-to-be-adopted SINO, which will be the shall-issue-in-name-only regime. Unfortunately, because the anti-gun Democrats in charge of Sacramento are ultimately okay with this kind of abuse as long as it results in fewer people carrying guns for self-defense. And while they may claim that these types of subjectively enforced provisions are an aid to public safety, the reality is that they're a tool that corrupt public officials can use for their own benefit at the expense of other fundamental civil rights. Once again, here we have government. We have government acting malfeasantly. We have government seemingly uncaring. I mean, right now in California, the L.A. County Sheriff, Phil Nueva, he got out there and he was giving some speech somewhere about something. I don't remember what it was. And he made the statement that murder is up 30%. Now, that is in one city, that is a gigantic increase. This is not one of these things where you get out and there's a 30% big deal. Those are numbers, especially in a city of 8 million, like Los Angeles. And this guy's not just in charge of the city limits, he's got the whole county. Now, in the same speech, he also mentioned, if you can give me a compelling need, I would look at it to see about giving you a permit to carry a gun. And he just gave that compelling need. Murder is up 30% in L.A. Right now in L.A., I mean, if you look around at all of these tent cities in these blue areas right now, it is very dangerous just to walk around in certain parts of the city. Even if nobody accosts you, attacks you, throws you into the tracks of a subway or a train or something like that, in the case of Los Angeles, that is the pestilence capital of the United States. It has become so dangerous. All of it is a result of blue policy, of leftist Democrat policy. This is what they have made. And all of this is as a result. All of this homelessness and all of this crime and everything, this is all about drugs. It's all about drugs for the most part. Either somebody selling them or somebody using them. But it's all about drugs. It boils down to one very core ingredient. And we're doing nothing about that either. Well, let me rephrase that. In the places where this kind of thing is tolerated, they're doing everything they do seems to support it. We'll have to do it. We'll have to look at that a little closer another day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.